If you are an active duty service member, ready to transition out of the military, a loving spouse seeking support and resources on how to cope with PTSD, or maybe a military brat ready to take the next steps to join the Air Force, or a veteran wanting to connect with others through shared experiences, then this is the right podcast for you. My name is Laura Figures, and this is the Freedom Isn't Free podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Laura Figures. First, thank you for joining me each and every single week as we continue to bring you inspiring stories or resources that address Is Freedom Free? Today, I wanted to celebrate the Army. Happy birthday, Army. On June 14th, the Army marked its 246th birthday. The event was commemorated with the annual reflame in D.C., including the Secretary of Army, Chief of Staff, and Sergeant Major. Now, the U.S. Army was founded on June 14, 1775, more than a year before the Declaration of Independence, when the Continental Congress authorized the enlistment of expert riflemen to serve the colonies for 1 year. Prior to that day, the colonies had owned their own militias, with no unified chain of commands from place to place. The new forces were comprised of 22,000 militiamen who had already gathered outside of Boston, plus 5,000 more in New York. On June 15, 1775, the Continental Congress named George Washington of Virginia as the commander-in-chief and voted to raise 10 more companies of riflemen from Pennsylvania, Maryland, and Virginia. Now, Washington officially took command at Boston on July 3rd, 1775. The original congressional appropriation to fund the new army was $2 million. It took another year, July 4th, 1776 to be exact, for the Continental Army and the militia to become known collectively as the Army of the United States, instead of the Army of the United Colonies. Today's Army has a uniformed force of about 1 million soldiers, with as many as 180,000 deployed in more than 140 countries at any given time. Now, if you haven't already gone, go and visit the National Museum of the United States Army. It provides the Army's history and honors our nation's soldiers, past, present, and future. It also celebrates not only just the regular Army, the Army Reserve, and the Army National Guard. While inside the museum, due to COVID, all visitors over the age of 2 years old, and regardless of their vaccination status, are required to wear a mask or a face covering that fits snugly and covers their nose and mouth. The museum's campus is a federal property and masks are required. Now, you can reserve a ticket in advance. Free timed entry admission tickets are required to enter the museum. These tickets will assist with managing capacity and providing the optimal experience to the visitors. Walk-up tickets are not available. All tickets must be reserved in advance online, and there is a limited of 5 tickets per request. Now, they have several exhibits at the National Museum of the United States Army, like the soldier stories, where freestanding pylons, each with an etched image of a soldier's face and accompanying biographical information, are aligned in a formation stretching from the museum's exterior into the building's entryway, through the lobby and to the Army's concourse. This exhibit provides the visitor a unique perspective on the soldier's experience. Like First Lieutenant Charles P. Bailey, Bailey was enlisted in the Army in August of 1942. After training at Tuskegee Army Airfield in Alabama, he was assigned to the 99th Fire Squadron, the first all-Black fighter pilot squadron in the U.S. Army's Air Forces, famously known as the Tuskegee Airmen. He was credited with downing 2 enemy aircrafts. He received a Distinguished Flying Cross for his service in World War II. Another exhibit is the Army Theater. It provides visitors with an introduction to the United States Army and to the museum. Now, the feature film there currently is of Noble Deeds, which explores what it means to be truly an American soldier. It includes footage of soldiers and current Army operations, along with recreations of some of the Army's most significant battles. This film of Noble Deeds is shown multiple times every hour, and it does not require a ticket. One showing every hour is presented with limited sensory elements and closed caption. There are several other exhibits, though, for you to see, like the Founding the Nation, Nation Overseas, Global War, Changing World, and Army and Society. Now, part of the museum's mission is education. Education is one of the essential elements. Rooted firmly in the museum's collections, education program elements are designed with the goal of creating unique, relevant, and engaging experiences for the visitors. The museum places a special emphasis on educational themes related to the Army values, its history, and innovation. Just as admission to the museum is free, there is no charge to the visitors in the museum's education programming. Now, there are a few programs that I want to highlight. Book talks, where the visitors hear from scholars, journalists, and historians offering in-depth examinations of Army's history. Every month, the museum invites authors of recent books of Army and military history to discuss their work with the public. Now, these programs are free and are streamed live from the museum. Another program is Experimental Learning Center. Now, this offers visitors of all age an experience to develop skills and have fun with geography, science, technology, engineering, and math. The Learning Center is open daily to all museum guests. Another program is the Virtual Field Trips, where they invite middle school and high school students to connect with the museum without leaving their desk. During these field trips, students are introduced into the U.S. Army's history through artifacts, primary sources, and personal soldier stories. Now, one story in particular, called Making a Way Out of No Way, the African-American Soldier Experience in World War II, where the children will discuss generations of African-Americans who have served their country, many serving in segregated units, not always given the respect and honor due to them. Although African-Americans fought with distinction in World War II, they returned home to segregation in America. In 1948, President Harry Truman issued an executive order 9981, which called for equal opportunities for all members of the armed forces. The segregated army became a thing of the past, and the segregation of American society began to crumble. Explore the commitment, challenges, and bravery of African-American soldiers serving during World War II. Just hearing a little tidbit about this soldier story is inspirational for us all. The museum is committed to crafting educational resources for a variety of audiences and interests, from traditional curriculum to self-guided activities for classrooms and home. The museum will continue to shape virtual learning assets for visitors of all ages over time. Now, the virtual resource library is in early stages, and curated content being added each month to include free resources and activities to support a range of subjects and age groups. Now, here are some interesting Army facts that I learned at the National Museum of the United States Army. Now, during World War II, supporting one soldier on the battlefield took 1 gallon of fuel per day. Today, the Army uses more than 22 gallons per day per soldier. Another fact is the Army has 158 installations worldwide, more than 132,000 miles of infrastructure for electric, gas, sewer, and water, and over 1 billion square feet of office space. The Army owns more than 15 million acres of land across the United States, or about 24,000 square feet, which if the Army was a state, it would be the 42nd largest state. Another fun fact is 24 U.S. presidents have served in the United States Army. And lastly, The United States Army is the second largest employer in the United States. Now, there are many ways you can get involved with the National Museum of the United States Army and show your support for the Army Historical Foundation. Whether you like to make a financial contribution or just volunteer with the museum, they would love to hear from you. Donations made to the foundation are used for the benefit of the National Museum. One-time donations can be made on their site, but there are multiple ways to honor your service or the service of your loved ones while also supporting the museum, like benches, trees, seats, and commemorative bricks are all basically unique ways to ensure that the continued operations of this museum and contributions to the visitors' experience. For those of you that are listening, as always, don't forget to thank a veteran for their service. I love hearing from you, my listeners, military heroes, veterans, spouses. Message me your stories and let your voice be heard. And while you're doing that, go inside the podcast app, leave a 5-star review and a 5-star rating. This helps us reach more people. And if you want to be a part of this mission by helping us provide a voice for our service members, then make sure you subscribe. It makes a difference by leaving a review. And remember to thank a veteran.